For years, Seattle artist Michael Regan drew lifelike portraits of the rich and famous, but several years ago, he started drawing pictures of American soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. He gives the drawings to the soldiers' families for free. It's an impulse that comes from Regan's own service in Vietnam. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Leah Moriarty has this report.
Every morning before the sun rises, Mike Regan gets up, makes himself some coffee, heads downstairs to his studio with his cats, and begins to work.
I sharpen the heck out of my pencils.
For more than 6 years now, this has been Regan's routine. During a 10 to 12 hour workday, he typically produces two piercingly realistic portraits of young men and women who've died in the current wars.
I have a drawing over there right now that I have in my mind of a dad that I'm going to be drawing kissing the cheek of his daughter, who will never see him again, a young little girl. This is with me all the time.
Regan has drawn more than 2,000 of these portraits, the faces of nearly half the soldiers who've died in Iraq and Afghanistan. The sense of mission that drives Regan got its start in 2004, when the money he raised for charity with his drawings of celebrities got him national news coverage. Soon after, a widow wrote him, asking what he'd charged to do a portrait of her husband who had died in Iraq.
I wrote back to her and I said, I'm a Vietnam combat veteran. I said, I can't possibly charge you, so let me do the drawing for you for free. And I did that.
Regan remembers the heartfelt thank you when the woman received the portrait.
And when I opened up the envelope and pulled my husband's portrait out and I looked into his eyes, she said, I reconnected with him instantly. And she said, I'm only calling you today to thank you. Last night was the first night I've slept all night in a year.
As military chaplains and family support groups got wind of his offering, requests began to pour in. Regan retired from his day job and threw himself into this volunteer work, turning it into a nonprofit he calls the Fallen Heroes Project. Over time, he says, he's found himself filling a deep need for the grieving families.
When these soldiers died, there was a message not delivered. I believe in my heart that some part of the spirit of all these soldiers is with me when I'm doing these drawings, and they are, for whatever reason, through me, sending that message home.
Less than a year into the project, Regan drew a portrait of Lieutenant Ben Colgan, who was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq. When Ben's parents came to get the picture, his father, Joe Colgan, says he was struck.
When he showed me the picture of Ben, I just had an overwhelming feeling that my son, Ben, wanted me to know and be friends with Mike. And that was the beginning of a tremendous friendship.
Now, once a week, Colgan shows up at Regan's house and carefully hand addresses the envelopes containing that week's portraits, then mails them off. The two men began with opposing political views on the Iraq War, but Colgan says working together has been healing for both of them.
I mean, I've just seen him become a different person as this project's gone on, and that's what has really touched me and helped me. It just opened my sense of love, too.
Earlier this year, Mike Regan's portraits of the fallen went up at Arlington National Cemetery, where they'll become part of a permanent display. For NPR News, I'm Liam Moriarty in Seattle.